The Haines Harbor was cut off when the ramp partially sank suddenly this week. But thanks to an all-hands-on-deck community effort, repairs have been made. And unemployed Skagway residents will soon be getting checks from the municipality as long as they apply in time. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The ramp to the Haines Harbor was impassable after it partially sank on Tuesday. A perfect storm of heavy snow and wind, a low tide, and mechanical failure caused the gangway to fall off the dock tracks and into the water. I checked in with the Haines Harbor Master for the latest. Haines Harbor Master Sean Bell said dispatch called around midnight Tuesday to say the harbor's main gangway was partially submerged. He went over immediately to investigate, thinking it was maybe a prank.
Rather surprising, as an understatement, when I first saw it.
The gangway connecting the floating dock with the shore slides back and forth on tracks as the tides rise and fall. But Tuesday night, it slid off the tracks at the bottom of the ramp and got wedged there.
The supporting float began to sink, and it just buckled under the pressure. And as you can imagine, this led to severe damage to the supporting gangway float and was only getting worse with every tide cycle.
He estimates the first 15 to 20 feet of the harbor ramp was totally submerged in the water, and the dock was flipped, cutting off passage from the harbor to the shore. He says he stayed on watch the rest of that night to monitor the power to roughly 70 boats in the harbor, and as the tide went out throughout the night. He was thinking about a plan for the next morning.
And power in my mind was a big concern, because the last thing we needed to happen on top of this was to have boats starting to go down because of no shore power and batteries.
In the morning, Bell could see more of the damage and says the cause was an unfortunate confluence of factors.
And those factors were the -4 tide, colder than usual temperatures, which caused additional icing and snow buildup, putting the float lower in the water, and severe wind pushing on the gangway, and then just the guide tracks weren't long enough to account for all of these variables.
He says a team of borough employees, fishermen, and community volunteers came together on Wednesday to find a solution. They first tried to use an excavator to lift the submerged ramp, but couldn't get close enough.
So at this point, and this is really the part that I really love about this community, this town, is there were several guys from the harbor and community in general that just wanted to give support and find an alternate way to free up the gangway. And there's no question in my mind that without their help, we would not be in as good a shape as we are now. You know, they grabbed their own jacks, ropes, chains, come-alongs, and just went to work.
They were able to jack up the submerged ramp and reposition the dock and put down wooden planks to create a new track. Meanwhile, people had to skiff back and forth in single-digit temperatures to check on boats and reach the shore. But the power stayed on, says Bell, thankfully. He says the borough has contracted with Chilcat Custom Contractors to further fortify the float at the bottom of the ramp to start next week. He estimates the cost of that short-term fix to be between $30,000 to $40,000. Down the road, he says the harbor ramp will need a new float, likely next summer, and that will cost much more. Bell says he's grateful for the community effort and all those who stepped up to help.
I'd really just like to express my gratitude once more to everyone that helped get the gangway operational again. There was support by borough staff and always someone just walking by, coming down in the harbor, willing to give a hand. So thanks to everyone for their support, and I'm glad that the gangway is functional once again.
Temporary repairs are complete as of Friday, and the harbor ramp is passable, just in time for the next winter storm. Unemployed Skagway residents are getting an additional financial boost this winter, with up to $2,400 a month in municipal unemployment benefits. The money for the program comes from a gift made last year by Norwegian Cruise Lines. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, the deadline to file for the first round of payments is this Monday afternoon, January 10th.
This past fall, Skagway's Assembly decided about a quarter of the $2 million gift from the cruise company should be made available to the community as unemployment benefits. These will be in addition to any state or federal benefits. Assemblyperson Reba Hilton says the money will help seasonal workers who've been struggling to survive financially with the significant downturn in cruise ship traffic.
That group of folks got really hit hard by the pandemic. Obviously, if you're working seasonal, that's because you're directly working with something related to the cruise ships. And obviously, it's been a rough couple of years. So I'm really happy that this program is being implemented to hopefully help some of the people that have been hit hardest financially by the pandemic.
Municipal Treasurer Heather Rodig says anyone can qualify who is currently collecting state or federal unemployment benefits, or if those benefits ran out by September 1st, or if they've lost work due to COVID-19.
If you're sick due to COVID and unable to work, or the business that you work for was closed due to COVID closures, you can collect based on that.
That benefit wasn't in the original plan. But as Hilton tells it, it was a great addition with timely impacts.
I rode the ferry coming back, and there's an active case on the ferry, and that person probably isn't going to be going to work. And it's great that they don't have to worry about that. I mean, traveling in and out of here is hard enough as it is. But if you're working full time and you don't want to use your vacation days because it's so time consuming to come and go into this community anyways, it's great that they have a little extra cushion of that money.
The program allocates a little over $100,000 a month. There is a limit of $2,400 per month for anyone claiming the additional unemployment benefits, and the COVID relief benefit is capped at $1,680, which works out to $120 a day for up to 14 days. There's no word on how many people will apply each month, though municipal staff are expecting anywhere from 50 to 100 applicants. If less people apply and all the money isn't spent, the Assembly will determine another way to get the excess cash into the hands of residents who need it. Rodig says the applications are available just inside the front door of Skagway's City Hall. They're also available on the municipal website skagway.org. She also says there are some documents applicants will need to provide.
If you're applying based on your unemployment status, then we need something from the federal or state agency stating your eligibility for unemployment. If you're applying for closure or sickness due to COVID, we need a letter from your employer stating the dates that you were sick or unable to work due to a closure. And then all applications must provide some sort of residency proof, which we're considering your Alaska ID with Skagway address or your voter registration.
She says the applications will be posted by the end of each month, and the application period will be open through the end of the first week of the next month, with checks being cut shortly thereafter. Eligible months are December through March, and the filing deadline for the December benefit is 4:59 p.m., Monday, January 10th. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
And the state is reporting 6 new positive COVID cases in the Haynesboro Friday and 19 over the last week. One new case is reported in Skagway. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.